Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austin police are reporting the Austin standoff suspect was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer and had only weeks to live. 43-year-old Bharat Naromanchi is accused of shooting and killing himself and another doctor inside an Austin, Texas medical center on Tuesday. Senator Tom Carper, the Democrat from Delaware, Wednesday introduced a bill aiming making Washington, D.C. a state and full representation in Congress. The Washington, D.C. Admissions Act has received support from the Democrat Party, but Republicans say making D.C. a state would probably place two more Democrats in the Senate. The vote will need at least 60 votes in the upper chamber to pass, or a simple majority if the filibuster is abolished. Bad news, fellow nerds. Despite computer chip manufacturer AMD's record-breaking 2020, it anticipates PS5, Xbox Series, XS, and PC chip shortages to last at least through the first half of 2021. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From making sandwiches in the movie Bad Santa to a fan favorite on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Hollywood has the sad face today. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Academy Award-winning actress Cloris Leachman has died. Leachman won 8 Emmy Awards for her work on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in 1971 for her role in The Last Picture Show. Leachman continued to act into her 90s and appeared on Dancing with the Stars at age 82. Director Mel Brooks paid tribute to Leachman, who starred in 3 of his movies, on Twitter, calling her insane. Talented, someone who could make you laugh or cry at the drop of a hat. In a statement, her manager says she passed away at her California home of natural causes. Leachman was 94. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Oscars in 1972.
Remember when Ben Johnson said in The Last Picture Show, "I've fought all my life against whatever he said. I've fought all my life against cliches, and look at me, I'm a hopeless cliche."
USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The first private space station crew was introduced Tuesday. 3 men, who are each paying $55 million to fly on a SpaceX rocket, will be the first Americans to pay for a ride. Russia has been selling seats to the ISS since 2001. Larry Connor, Michael Lopez Alegria, Mark Paffey, Eden Stibble will need to pass medical tests and get 15 weeks of training. The trip is scheduled for next January. President Biden's pick to head up the Energy Department has a big history in alternative energies. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
With the news that Tomb Raider is the latest video game to get a Netflix show, the franchise joins the planned live-action Assassin's Creed series on the streamer. Ubisoft and Netflix first announced they were working together in June of 2019 on distribution of the Moody adaptation of The Division. What the news does, it makes clear just how much Netflix is banking on video game adaptations to give it an edge in the streaming wars. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and more people are, you know, sending me texts. They're talking to me about their frustration with, you know, we've got people who are attorneys that should know better in the legislative branch here, and they talk about President Trump as if he's convicted of insurrection. It's like, do we even know what insurrection means? And it's not even alleged. It is a matter of fact. I mean, let's just throw everything out the door. Let's not do any due process. Let's not even look into exactly what happened, even when a timeline of what occurred on January the 6th is presented. That's ignored because we're going to hold to the narrative. See, this is, to me, what upsets me about the Democratic Party, particularly. And this is what they're doing. It's the Democratic Party conjoined with the establishment media and big tech that is treating us like we're a bunch of mushrooms, keeping us in the dark and feeding us a bunch of manure, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's going on. Now, Megan Barth joins us now. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, and that's where you need to go and check out. I mean, on her website, one of the headlines is chat logs reveal alleged plans to turn Trump rally into a violent riot. Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Yeah, I am so incensed by what the establishment media, the likes of, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Amy Klobuchar, a former attorney general, a law enforcement officer, how recklessly they talk about what happened on January the 6th. No due process, no consideration of what happened. I mean, here it is. We had the Summer of Love and all the riots taking place that were mostly peaceful as fires were burning and burning down buildings and jobs were being destroyed. But according to the left, you know, somehow that was either necessary, acceptable, but we have a response on January the 6th, and suddenly, oh my God, you know, we're an insurrection. Let's impeach the president that 80% of the people say, quit wasting your time. Be about the people's business. Impeaching a president who's no longer president, who's a private citizen, you know, can't be upheld in the Constitution. It's absurd anyway. Let's move on.
Well, Amy Klobuchar and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat establishment, the press, they are liars. They are downright liars. And quite frankly, I think they're very evil people. Because the press's duty is actually to hold politicians accountable. It's not to cheerlead for them. And it's certainly not to publish the lie in order to deceive the American public. But we've watched this before. I mean, they've just got a new target. Before it was Brett Kavanaugh with no due process. We've seen them try to impeach Trump now for 4 years. This is, I believe, the second or third go around. I've lost track. And this is how they not only will treat a president, but wait till you see what they're going to do to conservatives in general.
Exactly.
They arrested Brendan Strzok a few days ago. He's now released. He started the walkaway movement. He is a gay conservative, which is the huge threat to the left. How dare you leave the plantation? I read his complaint. I looked at his complaint, the federal charges. They're so weak, it's laughable. They then arrested a 31-year-old guy by the name of, I think it's Ricky Vaughn, he goes by. Mm-hmm. He published a meme back in 2016. They arrested him yesterday on federal charges for interfering in the election by publishing a meme. Now, mind you, now they've arrested a gay conservative who has a huge following because he's a threat. They arrested some no-name kid who had like 50,000 or 60,000 Twitter followers for publishing a meme. Yet we have James Comey, Peter Strzok, and Andy McCabe walking around doing book deals, getting on CNN, getting paid gigs, and they are actually the criminals that have been allowed to run free. We have a lawless government. This is going to be a uniparty country pretty soon, much like California. Mm-hmm. The Democrats have now walled off the entire Senate building, the Capitol, et cetera, so they can ram through legislation, the most radical legislation, and we don't have a firewall. What we are going to witness, this is called unity and healing. This is unity and healing.
Yeah, not hardly.
This is unity and healing. The only way the Democrats the Democrats have no interest in bipartisanship, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
They have no interest in unity and healing. That was just a head fake by Joe Biden.
Right.
So we are going to, there was just articles drafted up yesterday by the legislature that they want to make D.C. a 51st state. Well, D.C. has 25,000 troops in it, so we're going to have, what, a militarized state?
Exactly, right. Yeah. No, this thing, it is no surprise here. I mean, this is, you know, Barack Obama 2.0. We had 8 years
Correct.
Of Barack Obama. This is nothing new. You know, this is running the government by fiat. You know, here you've got somebody. I maintain he is the Peter Principle personified. He has risen to his level of incompetence. And it's still hard for me to believe that, you know, smart Americans elected him to the presidency when they knew what he would do and what he's done. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I mean, here it is. The Democrats have led the way of the cancel culture. I mean, they've pulled down statues, people that weren't, you know, didn't have a perfect background in history. Joe Biden's history is so rampant with the very things that repulse the Democrats, so they say today, but yet he's accommodated and they elevate him to be their standard bearer. I mean, what blatant hypocrisy, and here they are, you know, and everybody else is stunned because you can't square this up. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, it doesn't make sense, but Joe Biden is nothing but a figurehead. He's simply a placeholder. It's very evident that I refer to him as the demented pawn, and that's exactly what he is. He doesn't know what he's signing. He doesn't know where he is.
I know. Could you imagine that? He goes, what am I signing here? I mean, I thought Radar O'Reilly was going to come out around the corner after he said that. You remember that from MASH? You know, just sign here. What am I signing? It's like this is the president. You know, thank God right now he's only discovered his pen. He hasn't found his cell phone, Obama's cell phone, probably in the left drawer there in the Resolute desk. And when he finds that, then, you know, he'll be fully empowered. He'll have both the phone and the pen.
Well, he's the one that said only dictators rule by executive order, and he signed 37 of them.
Well, you know, it's like, this is the thing. Yeah, you see, this is the thing, you know, and I've maintained this all along, and the Democrats are especially guilty of this. They self-indict. All you have to do is listen. You know, whether it was Hillary Clinton during the 2015 campaign talking about persecuting, you know, your opponents in a campaign, or, you know, doing the kind of shenanigans, you know, of surveillance on another campaign, is the very thing she did.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, we're back with with you, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com continues with us. Megan, you know, getting back to one of your lead stories at your website, these chat logs, you know, reveal alleged plans to turn the Trump rally into a violent riot. You have a situation where you've got the acting police chief admitting that they've dropped the ball. You know, but I thought it was quite interesting because all she said was that they knew that there was, you know, this activity, and there was a scuttlebutt that was going around that there was going to be, you know, some threats coming, and they were ill prepared to handle it. But, she, you know, I thought it was quite interesting that she didn't point out exactly what they determined those threats to come from and how they what were threats, because you had, you know, people like yourself and others that were going to D.C. to support, you know, the president and, you know, and to support the Constitution. And these were everyday patriots that made up the larger number of those people there in D.C. on January the 6th. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that she did not mention the specific threats. What do you think?
Well, as you said, I was there, and there were hundreds of thousands of people there. I think the count was a couple hundred thousand, 300,000 people there, and I think that they've made 100 arrests so far. So, yeah, there were definitely bad actors there, but there were also definite threats because we were told to put our head on a swivel. Mm-hmm. We were there on the 14th of November, if you recall, and
right.
An Antifa attempt to firebomb our hotel. Antifa was literally walking down in black helmets, harassing people, BLM, beating up people. You know, I witnessed all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up to the Capitol that day and went around to the back where we had a permitted area, I was taken aback by how much lack of police presence there was on the steps of the Capitol. I turned to my girlfriend and I said, "Where are the police?" And then there's also another story that people don't understand is that the cops actually open the doors
yes.
and open the gates and let people in. And I have never seen that before in my life at the Capitol. The Capitol is public grounds. People jog around it. You can walk around it. You can stand on the steps. You can do this and that. But you're just not, the Capitol is not just an open door breezeway for anybody and their brother to just walk in with flagpoles and helmets and masks. And backpacks. You just don't walk into the Capitol. The Vice President of the United States was there, for crying out loud.
Right.
This is the lack of security that the Capitol Police, who have a budget of $430 million, taxpayer dollars, they couldn't scrounge up a few extra policemen that day. And they were very well versed, as you say, on, that's published on my website, on those threats.
Mm-hmm.
There was plenty of chatter. They could certainly find the Democrats, you know, basically told the Capitol Police under the head of Nancy Pelosi to just stand down from what the reports are. But they can certainly find the immediate time to construct a wall around our house and then summons 25,000 National Guardsmen for them.
Yes.
For them.
Yeah.
But they couldn't keep the people safe. You know, this insurgency that they like to call it was certainly a left-right insurgency. There were some right bad actors. What kind of fool are you that walks in the Capitol or the chambers, you know, thinking that you can just take it over and then publish all of that on social media? That certainly was not what the event was about, especially when the president asked us to peacefully march and be heard at the Capitol.
Right.
And that's what 99.9% of us did.
Right. Well, and this is the thing that's being overlooked, but for a few bad actors, and like you said, I mean, of all the MAGA events you went to, and there were three Stop the Steal events there in D.C., where did you see helmets amongst the MAGA participants, you know, and... You know, and the things that they had, and then now, which has been reported but then hidden, it's almost like it's been almost immediately scrubbed, and that was also that they found where there were weapons that were hidden around the Capitol. Well, that isn't have anything. That's not anything that's consistent with the MAGA followers, consistent with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, certainly. That they have a history of doing that, and they know how to plan these things out. And what allowed them to kind of hide in the crowd is they had helmets, but they weren't all wearing black like they normally would wear, right? So they purposely, according to these chat logs, they were purposely dressed up to kind of blend in with the MAGA folks, right?
Correct, yes. And that's what insurgents do. So, basically what the insurgents did, the left did, was make the MAGA movement look like this violent movement overnight. And then, of course, the mainstream media carries it, and then the Democrats carry it, and then all of a sudden the whole entire protest was a riot.
Right.
Well, that's interesting, because we actually watched actual riots for 6 months and over the summer, which, the Seattle mayor, I believe, or the Oregon governor, I don't remember who, referred to it as the summer of love. As we watched people being killed, 30 people were killed in the BLM riots over the summer, one including a cop who was retired police officer, David Dorn, mm-hmm. 77 years old, killed at the Black Lives Matter riot. And then we watched buildings burn to the tune of over $1 billion of insurance claim. People from Minnesota to Atlanta, everywhere, lost their livelihoods.
Yes.
But those riots were okay, according to the Democrats, the mainstream media, because those were just peaceful protests in the name of social justice.
Mm-hmm.
They're nothing but liars.
Yeah.
And what they have done now is tarnish what was a very good and powerful event and turned it into this insurgency, and it's an insurrection and blah, blah, blah. No, actually, what's an insurrection and insurgency is what the Democrats did to the election, is basically rig and steal an election. Joe Biden is an installed president. He is not an elected president. Who is running the show right now is Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and Kamala Harris. So this is just basically Barack Obama's third term, rather.
Well, like your mom said,
Biden, like,
it's Obama 2.0, and I agree. Yeah.
On steroids.
Yeah, exactly.
On steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, so, hold on to your wallet, folks, because the taxes and the fees are coming. We're already seeing gas prices go up. We've already seen that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris outright lied to the people when he said that he wasn't going to ban fracking, and when in the first executive order he signed, he banned fracking. There's going to be a lot of other broken promises. And what we are seeing is buyer's remorse.
Yes, more and more. You're starting to hear this. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this isn't what I voted for. I'm like, well, your stupidity got us into this mess because you've been warned. We were warning you. You voted for a demented pawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what Democrats did. Whether they did it knowingly is one thing. But if they didn't realize it, well, then I'm sorry. Your ignorance is going to be all of our pain.
After 50 years of experience, you're going to tell me you didn't know?
Right.
I mean, and it was all because of the narrative and the conditioning brought to you by, big tech, the mainstream media, the Democratic Party, that Donald Trump was bad. Okay, Donald Trump was bad. It's like I wrote a commentary that it was picked up by several publications. And basically, the idea is, who told you to hate Trump? And people were told to hate Trump in spite of making us energy independent, in spite of reviving the job sector once again. The misery index was all but gone. People were happier than ever because they were back to work, earning money, providing for their families. They were out of the welfare line. They got away from relying on government subsistence and cheese, and they started realizing that they were having enough money where they could take their wives out to out to a nice dinner. They could actually afford this. Well, get ready, because as you said, all that's going to vapor, because bring on the taxes to thrust upon us, whether we like it or not, programs that we're not all that interested in. But it's of interest to the Democrats, and I guess that's all that matters, right, Megan Barth?
Yeah, well, a successful independent person is the greatest threat to the Democrat Party, unless, of course, it's one of their powerful elites that are successful and independent.
Well, she is the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Austin police are reporting the Austin standoff suspect was recently diagnosed with terminal cancer and had only weeks to live. 43-year-old Bharat Naromanchi is accused of shooting and killing himself and another doctor inside an Austin, Texas medical center on Tuesday. Senator Tom Carper, the Democrat from Delaware, Wednesday introduced a bill aiming at making Washington, D.C. a state and full representation in Congress. The Washington, D.C. Admissions Act has received support from the Democrat Party, but Republicans say making D.C. a state would probably place two more Democrats in the Senate. The vote will need at least 60 votes in the upper chamber to pass, or a simple majority if the filibuster is abolished. Bad news, fellow nerds. Despite computer chip manufacturer AMD's record-breaking 2020, it anticipates PS5, Xbox Series, XS, and PC chip shortages to last at least through the first half of 2021. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, and our goal is to fortify those opinions with fact, because we often say in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But we want to be ruled by the truth and by the facts when it comes down to it. It's okay if you have an opinion. I think it gets you in the zip code. This is why our First Amendment right is so critical, that we can talk about this and work out the details, and also understand, based on reaction, hey, are we there? Are we making sense? Are we in the zip code in terms of coming to a solution that works out for the best interests of all Americans? Well, as we discussed earlier with Megan Barth, we have an increasing rise of buyer's remorse that is taking place. And, now we're starting to see people, with bumper stickers. I didn't vote for him. But the reality is that he is our president. And, so what are you going to do about it? How are you going to, push back? Well, the best way to push back is through your elected officials. As we've been talking about, whether with Rick Manning or with Jenny Beth Martin, is that there needs to be a full court press if you're interested in the freedoms that you enjoy, as we were talking with Dr. Christie earlier, and that is that you cannot take liberty for granted. And I believe this is what we have done. And we're allowing this momentum towards socialism to take over in ways that we never thought possible. But this is what happens when you let go of your freedoms and you're willing to acquiesce you know, to go along, to be conformed, not really believing, you know, believing in what you believe in, the Constitution. But no, we'll conform with the Democrats, as radical as they may seem to be, because, you know, we just have to get along, right? Isn't that what Rodney King said? Why can't we just get along? Well, the fact of the matter is that evil and good cannot get along. They cannot coexist. You're always going to have that problem. And that's what is before us today, and that's what you need to decide what you're dealing with here. Because look what's going on here. Within hours of saying, "So help me God," the newly minted president, Joe Biden, with a stroke of his pen, added thousands of American blue-collar middle-class workers to the unemployment line while the coronavirus continues to rage. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Well, our next guest, Adam Hauser, is back with us. Adam is the National Director of Collegians for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFAC. It's a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Adam, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, great to be here, Bill. I'm great.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you fighting the good fight here and, you know, continuing, you know, to mount up the pressure, because this is what is required. We've been saying this for a number of years, not just right now, but look, a democracy demands an activated citizenry. And this is what bothers me most about what the Democrats are doing. Every time people want to exercise their civic duty and responsibility, they find a way to squash it, whether it was the Tea Party and, you know, then President Obama kind of wink-wink to Lois Lerner saying, hey, look, at slow walk their tax exemption. We need to find a way to back them off. I maintain that that very act, which, oh, yeah, by the way, she's retired on the people's money because she was a faithful minion to President Obama, even though what she did was unconstitutional. It was unrighteous on so many levels. But, you know, what she did was, in effect, influence. You talk about influencing elections. She single-handedly influenced probably 6 to 8 voting cycles. And even to this day, because Tea Party groups, conservative groups are not allowed, or they're being slow-walked, you know, their tax exemption for what? For practicing their civic responsibility and their civic duty?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like you said, a full-court press assault on us, we the people, for simply exercising our rights, exercising our opinions, like you were talking about before, even though the facts are on our side. You know, for those of us who kind of push a alternative narrative to what is being preached out there on whether it be climate change or environmental issues, you know, we try to present the facts. We've got senators and other regulatory people looking into our stuff, trying to silence us, use RICO laws to prosecute us. That's what Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island wants to do. And so, you know, they've already won all the houses in the government. And I'm sure, you know, with Kamala Harris at the helm and influencing things behind the scenes, you know, they're going to start coming after a lot of these groups, more like what you were talking about, at an even more aggressive scale this time. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking earlier with a former immigrant and now a medical doctor down in Miami. And, you know, immigrants are astounded when they look at America today, because the very countries that they ran away from and the country they ran to, that light on a shining hill that promoted liberty, is so willing to give up their liberty. They're shocked. They're going, wait a minute, I just went from one frying pan to another here. What is going on?
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, it's likely to accelerate with Biden at the helm. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there when you're with your introduction talking about how, you know, just within a few hours of office, he killed several thousand jobs, a stroke of the pen, a few strokes of the pen within his first week. He's killed 11,000 jobs, you know, with the Keystone Pipeline being canceled. And, you know, we're back in the terrible Paris Climate Accord. He's putting a ban on new oil and gas leases in the United States. All of these things, according to, you know, Chamber of Commerce and other studies, you know, they're going to cost us upwards of 7 to 8 million jobs over the next 2 decades. And so, you know, immigrants are coming from countries who are struggling for jobs and employment, and they're running to a place, like you said, that's supposed to be that shining city on the hill. And in the next couple of years, unless we reverse the course, you know, these jobs are just going to evaporate. It's going to start having a rippling effect through the economy. It's very sad to see.
Well, the only way we can fight back is putting pressure on our elected officials. Let them know that you're serious about your vote and that they need to do right by the American people. I mean, it's quite a contrast, Adam, when you think about it. You know, President Trump comes into office, and what is he touting right off the bat, telling everybody, hey, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And the natural response was he became the jobs president. Took people off of welfare rolls, put them back to work. They were happier than ever. And in a matter of minutes, you know, Joe Biden comes in, and as one has referred to him, we've got, killer job Biden in place now. I mean, he's the job killer. And, and this is a disaster. I mean, the contrast. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, let's compromise and put at risk our energy independence, that for the first time since Truman, that we were energy independent, not relying on the very countries who hate us and played all kinds of games with us and cost us all kinds of money and problems. But no, somehow Joe Biden is more comfortable in dealing and sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, I mean, the energy independence was an absolute, you know, miracle. You know, the Trump administration did an incredible, incredible job unleashing our, not just energy independence, but energy dominance. Like you said, first time we're exporting more energy than we're importing for, you know, 50, 75 years. But that's something that Democrats and the left, they don't like that. You know, they don't like independence. They like dependence on the government. That's why they like socialism so much. It reduces our rights. And so, Biden's climate czar, you know, John Kerry, who's out in a press secretary yesterday or a press conference yesterday, they were asking him about these jobs. You know, hey, what about these pipeline workers, these coal miners? You know, they're highly skilled. They get paid well. They're going to be out of work, you know, when unemployment's already high. And he said, you know, in a Marie Antoinette let them eat cake moment,
right,
he said, let them make the solar panels. You know, you look on Glassdoor.com, the solar panel technicians don't make nearly as much as pipeline workers or welders. And so it's just, it's a bad deal every way you look at it.
Well, I could just see them training them to build solar panels and then once again work out a deal with the communist Chinese that allows them to come in and bury the solar market, just like what happened with Obama, if you'll recall. He took a half billion of the people's money, invested it in, what was it, Solyndra,
yep.
Right? And then he upends the people's investment by allowing the communist Chinese to come in and undermine our investment. Brilliant move here, I got to tell you. There's nobody in business who could survive anything quite that stupid. But, hey, he's president of the United States. What can you say? Adam Hauser, thank you for being with us.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And all right here right now is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Barrett Carroll is with us. She's pinch hitting for her father, Dr. Ted. And so, Evie, good to be talking to you again. I've missed you. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's been quite the week when it comes to entertainment and movie reviews, but on the entertainment side, we got the sad news of the passing of Larry King, who passed away at the age of 87.
That's right. Larry King passed January 23rd, and so over the weekend, Saturday, and so it was sad about his passing, and, you know, we pray for his family. He was in the business for 63 years. So, he went through all the platforms, through radio, television, digital media. So he was just, you know, everybody, he's a household name, Larry King. So we do pray for his family.
What made Larry stand out? Was it just that he's been there forever? In and of himself, very talented. The number of people that he interviewed, I mean, he was really the media's version of Forrest Gump, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that what makes him stand out is he's, you know, asking deeper questions, asking, doing the research on the questions. And he always said, instead of goodbye, how about so long? And so that was kind of his catchphrase at the end.
Yes.
He wasn't necessarily a Christian, but we do pray for his family, and we do pray that they have comfort and peace and maybe, come closer to God through this.
Well, and this is the one thing about passing, is that when this happens, especially with major figures like this, though Larry chose not to I guess, investigate the faith or even to make a commitment. That's a personal decision. God does not force us to do that. But the fact of the matter is that none of us going to leave this planet alive, are we?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's interesting to see these figures that have done so well in history and in our time period that are become famous. You know, we deal with all the celebrities and everything, but that's, you know, materials of what they have on earth. But really, mm-hmm. It's important what they have in their heart, and knowing Jesus Christ is the ultimate peace and the ultimate, end goal, really. And so that's what we try to do at Movie Guide, is reach people for Jesus.
Right. Amen. And, and that's the option that we have. God has given us all a free will, and there's two roads to travel. One for the temporal, which are the things of this world that rust away and die, or the things that are eternal, that live forever, that, for some of us, you know, we realize that that's most important, and that's what we're going to hold on to, are the things that are eternal versus the things that are temporal, right?
Exactly right. 100% agreement.
so we can take away, from this announcement of his passing, though very popular and made an impact in the world of media and was very blessed. And I do know this about Larry King. I mean, I've heard the stories that, it wasn't necessarily all about him, that he blessed people. I mean, and sometimes that is the opportunity for people with this kind of, measure of success, is that there is a part of our humanity that is undenied, and that is one that wants to serve our fellow man.
Yes, I believe that he had a kind heart towards other people. And, other examples of people like that is Oprah, who's also, known as one of the greatest hosts also of this time period. And she, has a very kind heart. But, we hope that she stays through a Christian faith as well.
Right, exactly. Well, the other news that came this week, 5 seasons of the beloved Muppet Show, coming to Disney. And that has nothing to do with Bernie Sanders and his his glove hands. Oh, gosh. It's I'll tell you, that meme has just absolutely taken off, hasn't it?
I know. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah. But yes, the Muppets are coming to Disney Plus all 5 seasons. That means that we even get to see how Miss Piggy became famous.
Yeah, it'll be good fun to revisit that. And, when you get to see it like this, I mean, you can go and go on a Muppet binge, when you've had too much of politics or too much of any one thing. It's a good escape. You can go watch some Muppet shows.
Yes, the Muppets have a fun humor and a bit of wit to them, and so I really enjoy them even as an adult. So We do recommend them on Disney Plus.
And it wasn't just about puppets. I mean, there was a storyline there. I mean, and in many cases, there were lessons to be drawn out of, what each episode presented, right?
Exactly. Actually, it's interesting because my father knew Jim Henson. My father founded Movie Guide, and so he knew Jim Henson, and he has some great stories about that. And they always, Jim Henson always tried to tie in kind of a moral compass to it and have a kind of message for kids to pick up. And so that's always a good thing that we look for at Movie Guide.
Mm-hmm. And last week your father and I, talked about, Mr. Rogers, with the passing of his wife here a week before last, I believe. And, what an impact. And again, every time I think of Mr. Rogers and remember the movie, it reminds me to be kind. Because he was just so infectious with his kindness. And, as his wife said, that as depicted in the movie, he prayed for people. I mean, it was amazing what a depth of humility that Mr. Rogers had in his kindness towards others, but also to remember to pray for people. I mean, she said he was very faithful about doing that. And I was challenged by that, because oftentimes, you tell people and you mean it, you want to be sincere that you'll pray for them. And sometimes I have to, catch myself and remember that Mr. Rogers was pretty faithful in praying for people. And so that reminds me that when I say I'm going to pray for somebody, I really, I really need to pray for them, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was an incredible man, and he, you know, he started every day praying for people, and he had a list of people to pray for, and it's great. That is a great reminder to start every day praying and in prayer and reading the Bible. This is actually something I grew up with. We were, ever since we were tiny little beings, we had to go into my parents' room and kneel around the bed, and my dad would read a scripture, and he would pray a long list of people. And it just started the day off right, and yes. I love that Mr. Rogers kind of showed that, and he was faithful, and he showed his faith in everything that he did.
You know, Evie, you bring up a good point, because with the new year come New Year's resolutions, a lot of people say, I'm going to spend more time in the Bible. And, you know, for those of us who do on a regular basis, it is the air we breathe. I mean, you notice when you are away from the Bible, when somehow the helter-skelter of a morning gets you away from morning prayer and devotions, it just does not set the day in order, and it only adds to the chaos maybe that started out in such a way, so that for those of us who do experience it, we know what a day without the Word of God is. It's not fun.
Exactly. I have made that a resolution every year. This is my goal, you know, to start out every day and read the Bible, and it really is extremely helpful.
Well, good. Let's talk some movie reviews here. I know on your radar, you want to talk about Assassins.
Okay, Assassins is an extremely interesting movie. It's a documentary about North Korea. It was about Kim Jong-un's brother who was killed in the Malaysian airport. And so it's a documentary that is, it's amazing that it was able to be made, because it's really showing and revealing kind of what's going on there in North Korea, and revealing that it is, you know, it is not safe. And that is also reminds us why today's day that we in the United States, we need to have the freedom of speech and the freedom of revealing these type of things, so people really know what's going on and things can't just be pushed under a rug.
Exactly. Well, and it's why our founding fathers made sure, it's the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. So that should be quite telling. And of course, in contrast, whether it is in this case North Korea, it is surprising that it did get out. They've managed to, influence other releases of movies that we know about. But somehow this one was able to get through. Evidently, the Chinese were not able to block this, and it's out there. So how can people see this movie?
You can go to Amazon Prime, or you can go to YouTube. YouTube still has it up there for, you pay a small little, I think it's $3.99 to watch it. It's an extremely fascinating movie. Obviously, it's not for younger audiences, but we would say teenagers and above would be a really good age period to see it, because it's good to tell them that, like, you know, things may look a certain way in the government, and, but, you know, people are still corrupt if they're not, you know, people are still corrupt. And so you just have to be careful, and you have to be very mindful of where you get your information. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so, so I think this is a great documentary for kind of high school and college students.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Adults, of course.
Okay, 30 seconds left. Blueprint to the Heart.
Blueprint to the Heart is an Up TV movie, and it's a cute movie. It's a romance movie about a character, Tiffany, who's on a home design channel, and her home design show is kind of getting low ratings, and she has to figure out how to bring it up, and they've brought her ex-boyfriend in to help them produce it and get the ratings up. So it's just a cute movie on Up TV, and... yeah, so it's a reminder that Up TV has a lot of family content to it. So.
Well, good. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been our guest. Evie, thank you so much, as always. Godspeed.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.